بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the points of benefit and rulings on Hajj, and this is the second talk, and it is entitled the conditions obligating the Hajj. The conditions obligating the Hajj. First, Islam. First condition is Islam. And this takes out the kafir. This takes out the kafir. Meaning it is not an obligation upon the disbeliever. So the first condition is Islam. The person must be a Muslim. And this takes out the kafir. It is not an obligation upon the kafir. Because all acts of worship are not correct if they are performed by a disbeliever. This is stated in the Quran in Surah At-Tawbah. The evidence is in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 54. قال الله تعالى وَمَا مَنَعَهُمْ أَن تُقْبَلَ مِنْهُمْ نَفَقَاتُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And nothing prevents their contributions from being accepted from them except that they disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger. However, the kafir will be punished for that. The disbelievers will be punished for that. But they are not to be commanded to do it while in the state of disbelief, nor to redo it after they become Muslims. And they will be punished for all the rulings obligating worships on the Muslim, but it is not required, it's not correct if they do it, if they do any worship, but they will be punished for abandoning them. The evidence is in Surah Al-Muddathir, chapter 74, verses 40 to 46. قال الله تعالى في جنات يتساءلون عن المجرمين ما سلككم في سقر قالوا لم نكن من المصلين ولم نكن نطعم المسكين وكنا نخوض مع الخائضين وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. In Garden's Paradise, they will ask one another about the disbelievers. What has caused you to enter hell? They will say, we were not of those who used to offer prayers, nor we used to feed the poor, and we used to talk falsehood, all that which Allah hated, with vain talkers, and we used to belie the day of resurrection. Sufficient, they are saying, we used to belie the day of resurrection. But Allah added that they did not pray, did not give the poor, etc. And there is an extra meaning, therefore, in this verse, that they will be punished for these things, for their abandonment of salah, etc. So this is the first condition. The first condition is Islam. Second condition is freedom. The second condition is freedom. So therefore, exempted is the slave, because he has no money. His wealth is for his master, and his time is for his master. So there is no Hajj nor Umrah. This is one saying. There is no Hajj and no Umrah upon the slave. But this is one saying. The second is that all the obligations upon the slave apply as upon the free. And because the Prophet ﷺ said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْحَجَّ فَحُجُّ. O people, Allah had ordained Hajj upon you, so perform Hajj. So therefore, this is general. Also, we know that from the verse, قول الله تعالى وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ. And it's ordained by Allah upon mankind to perform Hajj. And this is the all the physical acts of worship are required from the slave as required from the freeman. However, the financial ones are not obligated upon him because he does not possess. So this is the second opinion, that it is also required from the slave. The third opinion is that if his master permits, then his Hajj is valid. These are the conditions concerning the second matter. These are the discussions regarding the second condition, and that is the freedom. The third is adulthood, having reached the stage of puberty. So it is not required from the child. However, if the child performs the Hajj, then his Hajj is correct. His Hajj is correct. But this does not free him from performing the obligatory Hajj after reaching the state of puberty. The evidence for the correctness of the child's Hajj is in the incident when a woman who had her child and raised him before the Prophet ﷺ and said, is there Hajj for this child? The Prophet ﷺ responded, yes, and you have his reward. You will gain, or rather, walaki ajr, you will gain a reward for that. And who is the child? We talk about the one who did not reach the stage of puberty. How is the state of puberty? How is it reached? For the boys, completing 15 years. Growth of the pubic hair. Third, ejaculating semen. And for the girls, these three, in addition to menses. So this is the third condition on al-bulugh. The fourth condition is reaching any one of them, Ya Umm Sulaym. With respect to the girls, the three, any one of the three, plus the menses. The fourth condition, the signs for the puberty attaining that. Number one, completing 15 years. Or growth of pubic hair. And ejaculating semen. And for the girls, these three plus a fourth one, and that is menses. So, is that clear? The fourth condition is sanity, being sane. So this takes out the insane. The insane who was born insane or became insane in his life. So there is no obligation upon him. Contrary to the zakah, contrary to the charity, it is obligated on him because charity is an obligation in wealth. And the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, the pen has been lifted from three, from the sleeping person until he awakes, and from the child until he grows, reaching the stage of puberty, and from the insane until he comprehends and becomes sane. And in addition, the Hajj requires intention, and there is no intention from the insane. The fifth condition is the ability. The fifth condition is the ability. The one who can carry on the deed without any kind of incapacitation. This is the ability. And here we have four related cases under ability. We have four related cases under ability. Number one, if the person is rich and strong in his physically strong, then Hajj is mandatory upon him to carry it by himself. So he has the money and has the physical strength, then it is mandatory upon him to execute the Hajj himself. The second case, if he is physically able but does not have the money, so if his Hajj depends upon having the money, then it is not an obligation upon him. However, if he is able to execute the Hajj without having the money, then it becomes obligating upon him. Example, if he is a resident in Mecca, then in this case he is able to go out with the people on his feet and perform, or walk on foot and perform the Hajj. The third case, if he is financially able but physically unable, then in this case, if it is anticipated that his physical inability, or let us rephrase it, if it is anticipated that he will recover physically, then he waits until he recovers, just like the sick person or the ill person, and then he performs the Hajj. And if it is anticipated that he will not recover, then in this case he delegates someone to perform the Hajj on his behalf. And this matter of deputation has conditions which we'll talk about later, inshallah. The fourth condition, the fourth case under the ability, if he is financially and physically unable to carry the Hajj, then the Hajj obligation upon him is lifted. There is nothing upon him. Case: the one in debt, if the debt is due immediately and he doesn't have the means to fulfill it, then there is no Hajj binding upon him. On the other hand, if debt is due upon him and he has the ability to pay it, then, and he has extra to cover the needs of Hajj, then it's an obligation. And if the debt is in installments and he has the ability to pay these installments, like for example, he has a salary and pays the installments on time, such that this covers his responsibility towards the debt, then there is Hajj upon him. What about if someone offers him money to perform Hajj? What about if someone offers him money to perform Hajj? Here, this depends. One saying is that it is not an obligation upon him under this situation. If someone offers him money to perform Hajj, then it is not obligatory upon him to perform the Hajj, because so that he saves himself from feeling the favor of people upon him. The second opinion is, if the one who is offering the money is not of this type of people, meaning who would make him feel that he is under his favor, or that it was his favor upon him that allowed him to do the Hajj, etc. So in this case, it becomes obligatory upon him to perform the Hajj. This concludes our points of benefits and ruling on the conditions obligating the Hajj. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.